Regional, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Cook, C-O-O-K. Chief complaint, sinus issues, number one. Number two, I can't sleep. Number three, headache. Next one is dizziness. Next one is increased blood pressure. Next one is epigastric pain, to the point that he almost went to the emergency room yesterday. Next one is nausea. Next one is increased weight. Next one is tiredness. Our patient is a 48-year-old gentleman, single, no children, lives alone here in Cleveland area. He works for Walmart distributorship as a driver. Period. And he paragraphs, his blood pressure has continued to be elevated. Today was 149/96. On his machine at home, it's about the same. He's never seen a doctor regarding that, or has actually seen a doctor for any problems for some time, period. The paragraph, because of issues and problems that have risen associated with cough, congestion, sinus issues and such, he's decided to come see us. Review of system sinus infection, no fever, no chills, no hematemesis, hematochezia, positive tiredness, positive fatigue, positive positive leg pain, positive increased weight, some shortness of breath with activity, positive dizziness, has developed some BPH symptoms as well. COVID immunization, none, but has had COVID twice. Medications, none. Medical problems, seasonal allergies, surgery, none. Family history, doesn't know anything about his dad. His mom is healthy. She had some kind of neck surgery, possible carotid endarterectomy. Also having trouble with this review of system, put down, also having trouble with epigastric pain, ear pain, and some nausea in the past 2 weeks. 260 pounds, 99, 97.8, 16, 76, 149/96. Hard positive, some positives to lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red. No, TMs are clear. TMs are difficult to see because of wax. Neck shows no lymphadenopathy, mild lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash. TMs difficult to see because of wax. Lower extremity shows a trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment as far as his blood pressure, his echocardiogram shows LDH. Told him he needs to get on blood pressure medication. Check blood pressure at home. We're going to put him on lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram once a day. Next one is recent history of abdominal pain. His ultrasound is totally negative except for a fatty liver. His gallbladder looks normal. Liver and kidneys are normal. No sign of renal vascular hypertension noted. We'll treat for gastritis. Also with history of hypertension, uncontrolled, there is no evidence of the aortic aneurysm, period. Nexium, 40 milligram once a day. Next number is severe sinusitis, chronic sinusitis, allergic rhinitis. Decadron, 8 milligram. Now Medrol dose pack. Next number, recheck in a week or two. Next number, check blood work, including testosterone, CBC, CMP, lipids, TSH. Next number, may need to see a sinus specialist for a sinus surgery if not improved. Next number, as far as the wax is concerned, he's going to use sweet oil to soften the wax, and next week or so we'll irrigate the wax out. Next number, to call any problems noted with the medication for blood pressure. Next number, Decadron 8 milligram was tolerated well. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy. Next number, BPH. Mild, we'll keep an eye on it. Next number is check PSA. Next number is if the abdominal pain continues, we'll check H. pylori. But we'll see how he does with Nexium. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Next number, mild LVH. Next number, follow-up patient next week. Next number, findings discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you.